Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Spirit Within You Blog Talk Radio Show. The Spirit Within You is a metaphysical gift shop and sacred study center located in Las Vegas, Nevada, and the World Wide Web. As a sacred study center, our purpose is to support you in your spiritual practice. The Spirit Within You is simply here to spark the awakening process. We support you in the awakening process the following ways: classes, events, workshops, products, services, and coaching. I invite you to visit us at www.thespiritwithinyou.com, and that's you, as in universe. Spirit Within You. And good morning again, Las Vegas. This is Karen Marie Campbell, the creator of the Spirit Within You, live here with Lady Aset, otherwise known as Isis. And this is the Spirit Within You Blog Talk radio show that we do each and every Thursday at 11 a.m. PST time. These shows are designed to educate you. And so it is an honor and a privilege for us to share some of the discussions that are happening at the Spirit Within You Metaphysical Gift Shop here in Las Vegas, Nevada. It is our hope that we can find this information not only entertaining, but also bring a new awareness. Right, Lady Aset?
You got it.
So, Lady Aset, this is the last show on our monthly series, and this month is about pendulums. So the last shows we always offer to the listening audience something to do with magic, because we're doing magic every day anyway. So this show is on the pendulum and magic. So Lady Aset, how are you first of all?
I'm great. Good morning, Nevada people all over the world. Welcome to our show. As Karen said, we're doing a lot to try to enlighten you and offer you knowledge and wisdom. So by listening to our show, you'll get that. Am I right, Karen?
Absolutely.
Okay, so we've discussed in the past three shows how to buy a pendulum, how to use a pendulum, what, how to pick your pendulum, how to program your pendulum, and different ways of using it. But now we're going to discuss using a pendulum and magic. Now let me get something straight before I begin. Magic, all magic is the changing of the elements and purposes that you have in life. You are in control of the magic, but you got to be careful. Magic is not to be played with. I don't recommend it to anyone who hasn't been trained in it. I took from my master, who still got us, bless her, I'm still learning about magic in her ways. But I've been training under her for many, many years now. And I'm still learning magic. She got me to the point now I can do ceremonial high magic. But this is not what this show's about. This is 101, the magic that you're going to be doing with your pendulum. And I suppose I could ramble on, which I could. Believe me, I could.
Well, I'm glad you're not.
for quite some time about what magic of Wicca, witches, witchcraft, or anything, okay, which is not. Instead, I will offer this brief information. Magic is finding your connection to the earth. And all that is natural, alive and moving in the universe. It binds all that exists together. Magic is living in balance with the flow of life and knowing that you are a vital force within that flow. Also, magic is everywhere. Just as Karen says, we do magic every day. There's magic in the trees. There's magic in the rain. There's magic in the stars. And in the sea, it is the spark that quickens a seed to rise up from the soil. And that's also magic. Magic is laughter, joy, wonder, and truth of the world around us. A subtle enchantment that reminds us not to waste a single moment of this gift that we call life. Magic is not greed or power or pretense. It is real. It exists. And it works. Magic is the mystery that lies in the secret soul of the world. It is the essence of creation. Excuse me. What we imagine, we have the power to create. And that is magic. Magic is within you. Can create your dreams, heal your world, love your life, and find peace that lives in every human heart. Does that answer your question, Karen?
Absolutely.
And as I said, if your first time working within the occult, which all that means is secret, has nothing to do with evil, and you want to start working magic to healing, it's the good and benefit of all, make, please, I'm begging you, make sure you are trained by a reputable teacher.
And what's a reputable teacher in your opinion? So let's clarify that.
Oh, okay. A reputable teacher can prove their training. A reputable teacher is still in training, as I am today. Anybody can walk around and claim to be this or claim to be that, but that means nothing to me, and it should be nothing to you. You are a powerhouse of knowledge, but don't take that knowledge and turn it into stupidity by believing and trusting anyone who says this or anyone who says that, and that's including me. How can you trust me? How do you know I'm not lying to you? To find that out. Okay, so don't believe everything everyone tells you because it's BS. Yep. Anything should we talk about, Karen?
No, I just wanted to make sure that we clarify that because that's so important that wherever we are in our spiritual awareness and our journey, that we practice discernment and that we are very connected to how we feel about a place, a subject matter, or a thing, that if it doesn't feel right, if our intuition tells us something is not right, and I'm not talking about ego, I'm just talking about this sense that something, you can't really explain it, then I always offer to people, leave it alone, go sit down, meditate, pray, whatever it is that you need to do to get clarity around it. But trust your instincts, honor your instincts. It's your inner guidance, and I've never seen it be wrong.
No.
So everything that we speak into on these shows, you'll always hear us speak into the power of you, that you are the power, and that is you that creates these things and co-creates with Source Creator or the God of your understanding. So we just want to give the power to you. We want you to understand your power, not someone else. Don't give your power to someone else. Even if you're new at a subject matter, do some research. Talk to more than one person. Go with your inner guidance. And then, you know, the answers are already inside you. You're just remembering. So I just want to, again, offer to everyone, practice discernment before you plunge into something that you're just totally not equipped as yet to understand whether you're being taught knowledge or taught something from ego that will end up hurting you and the person who's teaching it to you, because there are universal laws and principles. Trust me. And whether you know them or not, you are affected by them. For their every cause, there's an effect. And so, just again, practice discernment.
And here's a little thing. All you have to do is keep in the back of the head and it'll help guide you. It's a little phrase my mother used to tell me as a little girl. Those who speak do not know. Those who know do not speak. So anyone that's around you that's bragging they got this and they bring that, like Karen says, please do your research. You know, kindness can be taken for stupidity. And if you're too kind around individuals that claim all of this, then you're considered stupid in their eyes, not in our eyes, because you're starting out on a journey. Now, I'm going to give you one little spell that you can use with your pendulum. So get your paper and pens out.
And before they start, don't forget, if you're listening to the show for the first time, this is a four-part of series on pendulums this month. And so if you did not hear the other shows, go back. They're all archived for you to listen to. And then you can also take notes from there. And for those of you who are still in a desire of getting a pendulum, go to www.thespiritwithinyou, you as in universe, not YOU. There you'll find a product link, and you go into divination tools, and the pendulum should be the first one, I believe. And you click onto that, and you can get any of those pendulums. If you order them today, they're always shipped out by the next day. So go ahead and pick out your pendulums. In the mid-March, we will be receiving more inventory of pendulums in the store. So right now, I believe, since the show, we've sold so many, so we only have maybe one or two left. So you can come in and get those last two, or you can just go online. Thank you, Lady Asset.
Anytime. Okay. Here's this, a simple 101, okay, pendulum spell. This is a very classic and traditional type of spell. Here we use the pendulum instead of the wand. Now, the wand will be discussed in another episode of our witchcraft class. And instead of the computer screen, a map of the world. So get that map of the world out. Okay, number one, place the map on the floor or on the tabletop in such a way that you can get enough height so the pendulum can move freely over the map. You don't want it bumping into Afghanistan or bumping into Italy. You want it easily floating in the air. Number two, you're going to light three white candles and place them left, right, and behind the map, opposite to where you are sitting or standing, so that the three candles and you form a square with the map on the inside of it. Hope they're getting this down. Number three, you're going to hold your pendulum to your heart. You're going to close your eyes, and you're going to take three deep breaths. And you're going to focus on your desire to have the world become more enlightened, more love-orientated, more aware of energy and the real magic that exists in the universe. Okay, I hope you're getting that down. All right, number four. When you are ready, hold that pendulum over the map. Allow it to move in any way it wants. As your energy flows through your hand, down the string, and from there out to the world. You're going to either evoke, which means call in, think, say at the same time that whatever's easiest for you. Now, I'm going to say this slow so you can write it down. Our world, as it is mine, the time has come to rise and shine. To know the truth of love and light. To make what once went wrong now go right. Awaken souls and be set free. This is my will, so shall it be. Number six, now you're going to let the pendulum move freely and do its work until you can feel it is done. You might find it moves around to different areas of the map, okay, with different types of movements over different areas. Just let it do its thing until you can feel that you are done. And if it takes time, let the time be taken. Now, number seven, you're going to bow to the world. You're going to kiss your pendulum. Thank and blow out the candles. Well, I don't blow out candles. You're going to snuff them. And make sure they're out well, because you don't want nothing smoking or catching on fire or anything. I hope you got that. Okay? It was just a little simple spell.
No, we do simple things here because we don't... to get to the level that Isis is talking about, that takes a one-on-one consultation, which Isis is always available for by appointment because she is a doctor of divinity and metaphysics, as well as an archpriestess of the Egyptian Mystery School, as well as a crystal master practitioner. So what that means is she's done a lot of years of studying her craft to master it. So we're here to support you on that particular journey. But most of the information, if not all the information actually that we provide you on these shows, is to educate and take the scariness out of it and it to be a trusted resource for you. But you must do the work yourself. You must adhere to whatever feels right to you. That's what we encourage. We are not your guru. You're your own guru. You're the one you've been looking for. All we did here is to simply spark your awakening process. That's and in doing so, it is our hope that you do the same for someone else. And that doesn't mean showing off what you know. It means staying in reverence, staying in silence, and allowing that person to soul search within themselves by listening with the ear behind the ear. What is it that this person is wanting and desiring and asking those questions? It's not you inflicting your knowledge on anyone else. It's you listening out and being that guide for the other person till they can understand they're the guide for themselves. So that is our hope and our dream. That's what community for me means is about, and that's one of the purposes for me to be here. I still have a metaphysical gift shop for the last 7 years in Las Vegas. So, yeah, this is. I really want you all to understand this. You are your own guru, so please do that.
Right.
And there's some basic practices that you could do daily, and I would so offer for you to take a look at meditation.
Mm.
Take a look at it and be comfortable with it if you choose to. But then you'll find a whole new world opens up to you around the subject matter and any other subject matter that you're wanting. So do you have anything else, Lady Asset?
Yes, don't follow blindly a teacher. That includes me.
That includes me.
Okay. Because to follow blindly is to walk right into fire. Okay? That's all, you know, we're asking is to be your own person. As Karen said, keep your power. Don't give it over to anybody because it's hard to get it back. And as far as your pendulums go, to buy your pendulum, you're gonna pick it out because you're connecting to it. Pick it up in the shop, hold it, see what it does to you. Using your pendulum, you can use it to find out if this particular medication is good for you, if this typical food is good for you, is this water clean? Okay, take your pendulum. And I, here's one, and I probably date myself, but I don't know if any of you know or remember years ago when a woman was pregnant, they would take a wedding band and tie it to a string, and they would hold it over the belly of the one who was pregnant to find out if it's a boy or a girl. That's dowsing. They were dowsing, okay? You can use anything to douse with. They happen to be using that wedding ring. But, you know, that was a while ago. I don't know if they still do it today. I haven't been pregnant in a long time, so I don't know. You don't intend to be.
Oh,
but this is what we're trying to bring out to you. Put your elbow on the table. Hold your pendulum over your hand. Okay, and ask it a yes or a no question to find out which is your yes or no. You just don't buy a pendulum and stand there and say, well, this is yes and this is no. It does. Energy doesn't work that way. Even with that little spell I just gave you, okay, you got to be sincere, okay? Because not to be sincere with that spell means you just wasted your time. And you don't want to do that. And if you have any questions about that little spell we gave you, just go into the archives and re-listen and maybe write down something you've missed. Also, here's another little thing you can do as far as magic goes. Take a few pieces of paper, place it on the table, and you're going to write on each piece, okay, what type of magic is this pendulum connected to? Empathetic healing, which is healing magic. Sympathetic magic is what I just gave you, is considered sympathetic magic. And you're going to write it on each different paper, and you're going to go over each paper with your yes and no. And you're going to find out which one it would really be connected to and which one you should work with now. Okay, and by doing that, that's your magic. Remember, anything you work with, including pendulums, okay, is a focus point. It helps you to focus. And with pendulums, it not only helps you to focus, it's a channeling instrument that channels the universe through you, through your arm, down that string, and hitting that crystal. You don't have to know that. You don't even have to know it's working, because it is working. The universe don't need us for permission in order to channel while we're ready to channel. And doing that map spell, map magic, will help us in the world, to relieve us from all the pain that we're going through. That's why I decided to use that one today, because of what the world is going through. And I feel if everyone that's listening today would just do it, okay, if they could, which I doubt it because everybody lives in different hemispheres, if we all can do it at the same time, the power that's behind that pendulum will go wild, because we need to heal the earth. And you don't have to do ceremonial magic to do that. Anything to want to add to that, Karen?
No, I do want to talk that next month's show, a series of shows you could talk about that. We don't have to give them the title, but just the topic for the month and then the subtopics. If you go on to our spiritwithinyou.com website, you can look on the events or join us on Meetup Group. And there you'll see a list of the subcategories each week for the month of March. So next month of March, what is the topic overall?
Tarot.
Yeah, baby.
The history, how to purchase them, what to do while you're purchasing them, and what not to do when you're purchasing them, how to use them, Well, let me reverse the how to use them and say we're going to discuss the minor and major, arcana. And arcana is Latin for secret. And then the last one is how to use them.
Beautiful.
And each deck, okay, and I would recommend an easy deck for beginners, okay, because you're going to be scared if you get a deck that you can't read. Believe me, there's a lot out there. I know I've been through it, and now I own them. but that's what we're going to be discussing. And if you're very interested in tarot, okay, listen to the shows. But you're going to get a lot of information on where they came from. Maybe they did come from there. Who knows? Things like that. You're going to know things that you didn't know about tarot. And I'm not saying I'm the only one in the world who knows that information. A lot of us know the information because they're well-trained and been in, well, let me see, in the occult, the secret for years. Okay, so make sure you stay tuned for that. And make sure you got your pen and paper with you because you may want to write down a few things that Karen and I have to say on tarot. Right, Karen?
Absolutely. So with the last few minutes of the show, we want to thank you for listening to us, and we want to say have a mystical and magical day. I know I have one every single day because I choose to see that, and I state that for myself because in my human consciousness, I cannot even begin to comprehend that which has no name, that which has no form. And so that allows me to stay in the mystical, magical moments of my life because I'm not attached in my humanness to what something should look like or feel like. I just allow it to flow through me. I allow it to express itself to me. And there, for me, lies the mysticism and the magic that one can see every single day if you choose to step aside and know there's an infinite intelligence far beyond our human comprehension. And I find myself not even having the ability to describe it because it has no name. Mm. So we want to say, blessed be.
Blessed be.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Ashe.
Ashe.
And so it is.
And so it is.
Have a blessed, beautiful day, Las Vegas. We so hope that you enjoyed our show today, and we look forward to next week and next month's show. And again, have a blessed day.
I'm stronger. I'm